tomorrow on World Football Daily, an action-packed show. Joseph Sexton will be joining us a little later on to talk a little bit of La Liga, Lionel Messi making his return to Barca. But I'm delighted to say that we are joined today by a man who is pretty much starting his career here in, well, I was about to say here in the US, but I'm, of course, in England right about now, in Major League Soccer. Yesterday, the Columbus Crew signing two of their homegrown stars to new deals, Ross Friedman and Matt Walker. And I'm delighted to say that joining us on the line now is one of those two new homegrown stars who's just signed their contract yesterday to play for the Columbus Crew. Joining me on the line, new MLS and future star, Mr. Matt Walker, joining us here. Matt, it's a pleasure to have you on board, mate. How are you? It must be an incredible feeling to be in Major League Soccer and to have signed that contract. First and foremost, mate, how does it feel to finally be able to put your name down as a Columbus Crew player at the team that you supported growing up? It must be an incredible feeling for you at this moment in time. Can you put it into words at all?
Yeah, well, firstly, thanks for having me, guys. It's a pleasure to be on. And, I mean, this is something that I've been waiting for my entire life. I came up in the Crews Academy when I was 16 and kind of felt the whole process through, stuck through it throughout the years, and it's really, really good, to be honest with you, to be a member of the first team that wears black and gold.
At what point in your career, in your life, did you start thinking that not only soccer was something that you enjoyed playing, but was something that could potentially be a full-time career for you? When does that kind of thought process come into your head?
Well, I mean, at some point, dreams become reality. And I think that after I was testing myself at every level and succeeding, whether it be college or in the academy with the Crew, you know, it's just something that you decide this is something that I can take a run at. And I mean, I've always had faith and belief in myself, and I'm just happy to see it come to light here.
Was there any point, obviously, you've got to have that faith and belief in yourself, as you say, but there's also helpful people around you that help promote you, boost your career, boost your confidence. How did the family play a role, Matt? At what point did you have to say, look, I want to pursue sport, full-time sport, as a career, maybe instead of going down an educational route or a different sport as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, at some point you have to make decisions in college here in the States and what you want to do with that and where you want to pursue. And I think that when I was just getting out of high school, it came down to do I want to go to school and be a full-time student, or do I want to continue this dream? And I had faith, and it was never really a question for me. And my family was all supportive. They're on my back, and they're just as proud as I am today.
And you were a Columbus fan growing up as well, weren't you? Obviously, being from Cincinnati, Ohio, or born in Cincinnati, Ohio, should I say? What's it like to be able to pull on a Columbus Crew shirt? Have you done that yet? Have you kind of been into to get the shirt, get your shirt, and put it on, and kind of walk about in it, see how it feels to be wearing the black and gold?
I haven't actually yet got to put it on and feel it, but I tell you what, as soon as I found out, it gives me chills still to this moment. You know, it's one of those things where I don't know how many games I went to as a kid, and how many nights I stayed up hoping that I get my chance. And to be able to play in the MLS for me is special, but to be able to play for the team that I love and have grown up watching, I couldn't be prouder.
And you were successful with the academy as well, under 20 and under 19 level. I went to college, went to Xavier University, played soccer there. There's always questions about US and the development, the academy system and the college system, and whether maybe a European style would work best. But how beneficial, and take us through a little bit of the experience of going through that academy and then college soccer career and then coming back to Major League Soccer. What was that like for you? How was the process?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the academy, especially when I was in it, was first starting to fire up. I actually wasn't involved in the academy in my U16 year, and that was the first year that it was becoming a factor. And then it was obvious after 1 year that was the route I needed to take. So I immediately tried out for the Crews U18 squad and ended up making that. And I mean, the academy, it keeps getting better, and that's the encouraging thing. You know, you're seeing more and more young players coming up and signing for their squads. And that's encouraging, to say the least, not only for the kids who want to do that, but just for the league in general. And obviously, I think college is something that's been a part of the American soccer community and will continue to do so. I think that it helped me tremendously just being able to play teams from all across the country and getting experience against players that I may not have been able to play against prior. So I think that both had their will have a part in shaping how I play today and what I, you know, I'm really looking forward to how they help me in the future.
When did you know, Matt, that you were going to be signing on the dotted line this week? Was it a surprise when it came, or had you known for a while before you signed the contract?
It wasn't necessarily a surprise, you know. I had been in communication with the old staff throughout my 4 years at Xavier, and it was just more on the lines of, you know, they were just keeping in touch, you know, how I was doing. They were obviously following me in college, and when the new staff came in and I reached out to them, and we connected through a couple emails, and then they invited me to their combine to get a look, and then we stayed in touch ever since. And you know, I won't say that I knew it was coming, but I was definitely hopeful and extremely excited and happy when I heard.
What was the first thing that you did? I mean, you put the phone down or was told about it. What was the first thing that you did? Was it kind of a fist pump jumping around the room? Was it straight on the phone to the family and friends?
Yeah, actually, my mom and dad were with me, and I think as soon as they got the call, they were already hoping that it was what they thought. So to be honest, I gave my mother a hug, and you know, she's been with me in this process through up to this point, so I know she was extremely happy for me, and it was a special moment.
What's it like as well, joining this squad, which has got 7 homegrown players on it? It's a big part of the Columbus crew at the moment, this homegrown talent, and does that make it easier, do you think, for you to learn off other people's experiences of being a homegrown player coming into Major League Soccer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know I'm extremely comfortable, and I'm good friends with 4, 5, 6 guys on the squad right now, just through what I've done in the academy alone. So from a player's perspective, as far as myself as another homegrown, it's encouraging, it's comfortable. And I think it's gonna help this club. I think that it says something about the club when they're having their own players in the first team roster. And last year, they had 4 homegrown start in the same game. That's exciting. And, you know, just from the standpoint, it's encouraging. And, you know, I think I'm excited to see what we can do this year.
What's it now for you, Matt? Where do you go from here? Because it would be easy for somebody in your position to have signed the contract and said, I've made it. I'm in Major League Soccer now. How do you keep yourself going, motivated, obviously, to not only be the best footballer that you can for the next few years, but for the remainder of that career without sitting back and thinking, hey, I'm part of Major League Soccer. You know, this is done and dusted. All this hard work has now paid off.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's always the oh my God moment, you know, when you finally can say that you made it and you're part of a squad. But I mean, it all comes down to, in my opinion, personal motivation. I've been wanting this moment. I'm not just going to sit back. You know, it's something I've dreamed about. But at the end of the day, it is what you make of it. And I'm going to give it my best run here. I'm going in, you know, trying to prove a point, trying to show that us homegrown talents can compete, and I want to earn my spot just like anybody else, if that's possible, you know. And if not, I will help the team in any way I can. So it's going to be. I'm excited for it. I'm extremely motivated right now.
Have you set yourself goals for this first year as well? I mean, as in number of starts that you want to get, the impact that you want to make on the side.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if it's from a number of starts standpoint or if it's anything statistical. For me, honestly, I want to get out there and prove my worth, you know. As a young guy, you want to be able to show that you're reliable and accountable in a new squad. And I'm looking forward to getting my opportunity. And if that's going to be starting a certain number of games, coming off the bench, you know, doing what I can, I'm going to do anything. So,
who Matt, would you like to kind of style your game around from the midfield? What professional do you kind of try to relate your game to as much as possible? Or is it very much you play within in what you're very comfortable with yourself, you don't style it on anybody else?
I don't know if I particularly look to play like anybody else. I like to play good soccer, to be honest. I'm good in tight spaces. I'm good in combination play. You know, I think that what I do best is bringing other people into the attack and going forward. And that's just kind of what I want to bring to the squad. You know, I'm good with the ball at my feet. I like to run at players, and it's just a very attacking mentality. So when I get the ball, I want to go for it, and that's what I'm going to look to do.
And Matt, finally, a nice easy one for you. Who do you want to win the Ballon d'Or come Monday for World Footballer of the Year, mate?
I'm a little guy, so I've always been partial to Messi. But it looks like Ronaldo might take this one. So.
Oh mate, you can't just side with Messi just because of the height. You can't. You've got to go with Ronaldo or Ribery, my man, this season. Matt,
Yeah, I know it ain't gonna happen for him. It's tough for me to see as a Messi fan, but it's definitely gonna be Ronnie this time around.
Who do you support?
And good for him, you know. I feel for him. You know, he's. I feel like he's been worthy every year. So. Nice to see he's going to get his finally.
Who do you support in terms of European soccer? Do you have a side that you follow and keep a track on in Europe, or is it very much crew and crew alone?
I do. I'm also an Arsenal fan.
Oh no, Matt, we might fall out here. I don't know if we'll be making a return or not. We will hopefully catch up with you soon.
It's a split household, you see. I have a twin brother, and he supports United Manchester. So it's tough here every weekend. You know, let's just say I'm doing well with the way the season's gone so far, and he's not been so happy, which is a little abnormal the way things have gone the past few years.
Oh, it must be really rubbing it in that you signed this week just as United go on their 3-game losing streak, and everything's going up and up for Arsenal and yourself.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, I hope that the family bonds stay strong, Matt, and I hope it's with all seriousness that you and Ross Freeman both have fantastic first seasons in Major League Soccer. As we said at the beginning, a massive congratulations to both of you for joining the ranks in the crew of those homegrown players, and we wish you every success in your first year of Major League Soccer, mate.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining us, Matt, and we look forward, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you soon as well, if Alex lets us, of course. That's the big deal.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Matt. Take care. Matt Walker there joining us here on World Football Daily today from the Columbus Crew after signing for the Crew his first pro contract with the Major League Soccer side. A fantastic opportunity for him and a dream well and truly earned and deservedly living right about now. It was interesting, actually. I was reading up on Matt and some of his career and his time at Xavier, of course, University. And also, the Columbus Crew obviously did a quick interview with both him and Ross about what it was like to sign. And they asked him, what was the first thing that you bought? Because obviously signing a new contract, I was never going to ask Matt what money was on right there and then. But signing a new contract, obviously people always ask, you know, what's the first thing that you bought? And he said straight up, in the same way that he said, you know, his family were with him when he got the call and the first thing he did was he hugged his mother. The first thing he said he was going to buy was a bouquet of flowers for his mum. Down to earth, to the end, I get the feeling, Matt. And a delightful chap indeed. And really appreciate him taking out the time from what I'm sure is suddenly becoming a much more hectic schedule to tell us about what it's like to join Major League Soccer and to be living that dream. The 5'6" midfielder who empathises with Lionel Messi on height. Very peculiar indeed that's what links the two guys together. The height is where the empathy comes and why Matt wants Messi to win the Ballon d'Or. We will be talking about that with our next guest here on World Football Daily, although there's plenty to get through as well in terms of all things La Liga football. I'm delighted to say after a busy week...